Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. With me today is John McTavish. How you doing, John?
Good, man. Happy Labor Day to everybody out there. Woo-woo!
That's right. So today we are talking about the Diamond Crown Robusto number 4. Cigar is more of a Robusto Extra 5.5 by 54 ring gauge. Comes out of the Tabacalera Fuente in Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Connecticut Shade. Binder in filler from Dominican Republic. Price point is $12.75, and this cigar was released in 1995. So with all that out of the way, John, how about you take us through your overall thoughts on this cigar?
$12.75, you say. Well, that's really interesting. What can I say about this cigar? It was an interesting first third that started out, had me really intrigued. The flavor profile of the first third was interesting, complex, and I was kind of excited for the rest of the cigar. Unfortunately, every third thereafter declined in intensity and complexity until it became, you know, unpleasant in the last third. And the weird thing is I noticed there was some, at least it appeared to be some construction issues. Like this, for a $12.75 cigar, the cigar shouldn't look like this. Like it was all lumpy and bumpy. And I mean, when you said it came out of the Fuente factory, I was like, that must have been a Friday when they were making these, because my sample was not good. Had issues with the draw, extremely tight. Had some burn issues. So not exactly what you want any of that for a $12.75 cigar. So I can't say my overall experience was particularly good. I would say average. How about you?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started out with kind of like a general wood, cream, cinnamon profile. The wood became better defined as oak, as the cinnamon kind of morphed into more of a baking spice. The oak kind of got a toast note, and then later a charred note that went along with it. It started out very well, but then it became, you know, pretty average by the second third. I think, you know, fans of traditional Connecticut shade will find something that they can, you know, that they like here and find familiar. I just think the price point's quite high for what you get out of it.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a lot of cigars that smoke like this that can be found for a lot less. So I'm kind of choosing this as what you want to smoke, because, you know, I don't know that it's, you know, the budget minded thing to do, but more of a status thing. Yeah. I wouldn't have a problem smoking it again. But based on the price, it's not gonna be my first choice in regards to like going after the profile here. So we'll get into the scores. Start out with me. I was the high scorer at 6, and then you gave it a 5.10. I will say my 6 is pretty well matches the experience. I thought it was you know, good in the first third, average in the second and final third. Construction was really good on my sample, but overall I thought the cigar was just kind of average. So that's what gets it right at that 6 mark. How about you at 5.10?
Yeah, I mean, 5.10 matches when you have burn issues, draw issues, and a range of flavors that goes from good to subpar. That's how you get a 5.1.
Okay. Any other final thoughts about this cigar?
You know, I enjoy Diamond Crown. There's a lot of really good offerings. I'm just hoping that perhaps I got a bad sample here, because my experience with the brand has been very, very good up until now. So,
yep. All right. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll check out the full written review on the website, developingpalettes.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.